Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. It's always our delight to have you on board. We always look forward to this broadcast with you, that you can join in the dialogue and the discussion on the issue of the day. We're going to be talking about today, Joe Biden is disqualified to be a president. Joe Biden is disqualified. And ladies and gentlemen, he's disqualified in several fashions. He's disqualified morally. He's disqualified spiritually. He's disqualified ethically. He's disqualified economically. He's disqualified politically. And he's disqualified constitutionally and also cognitively. We're going to look at those issues as we look at and examine this presidential race that I believe is the most seminal race in the history of America for the office of president. I pray that you'll stay tuned and call your friends, relatives, neighbors, even your enemies, and tell them to tune in. Be delighted to have you join in to the dialogue and discussion. And let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Should you like to jump in at any point in time during the course of the dialogue and discussion, we'd love to have your 2 cents worth, as some call it. We'd love to have you join in the dialogue today. As we talk about this race, ladies and gentlemen, we've got 18 days for the final vote for us to determine, we the people, to determine the course of history, future tense for the United States of America, as to where we'll go and what we will do. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Keep in mind, in Exodus chapter 18, verse 21, it gives us what I call the biblical voter's guide. The biblical voter's guide. I've used this year after year after year in just about all the political elections we've had in the past 15, 20 years in relationship to what God says about how we ought to vote. And in the 18th chapter of Exodus, the 21st verse, "Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men." Joe Biden, is he able? "Such as fear God." That means to have all reverence, humility, and submission before God. "Men of truth." Does Joe Biden tell the truth? "Hating covetousness." What about the income of 2019? $13.3 million. Paid very little, if any, taxes on it, yet he's willing to jump on the bandwagon to say something about Trump's little taxes that he had paid. "Hating covetousness, and place them over them to be rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers over fifties, and rulers over tens." Literally, it's God's election guide of how we should select men that we vote for and put in office in our nation. As we face the issues, we need to recognize that truth ought to be preeminent. Truth ought to be that which we seek after and that which we abide by. It's Jesus' words in John 8:31 and 32, when he said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And then further he states in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's a truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that ought to be the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway as we serve the Lord each day. Truth ought to be that which we seek after, whether it be politically, socially, economically, biblically, theologically, doctrinally, whatever category we want to put it in. Truth ought to be the goal. It was the what you would call, what would you call him? George Orwell. I've always called him a secularist. But George Orwell made the statement a number of years ago, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And Trey Gowdy, as you recall, for many of you that know the political scene in Washington, Trey Gowdy, the senator from, or the representative from the state of South Carolina, decided not to run again last year, simply because he said when he got to Washington, he discovered that truth was not the goal. They were not searching for truth. And that's what we find today, not just in Washington, but across the nation. It is a lack of truth in what is done in our nation. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made such a powerful statement that I believe ought to be our guide. He says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, love the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And may I suggest that, recommend that to you today, ladies and gentlemen? Seek the truth, learn the truth, listen to the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. We need defenders of truth today more than in the history, I believe, of our nation. I find it antithetical to what is called reality, biblically speaking, when a person does not feel that there's a need to seek the truth and defend the truth and stand on the truth and love the truth and defend the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time has a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about the power generation equipment for backup for times of hurricane. They also have the staff that can answer all of your questions about professional and homeowners lawn care landscape equipment that is needed. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Tools for Time is at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. You can find that gigantic flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, where the American flag flies beautifully 24/7. I love to look at an American flag flying. And you see that flag flowing 24/7 at the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Yes, we're talking about the questioning. I'm questioning the qualifications of Joe Biden to be President of the United States of America. Perhaps you have questions about that. Perhaps you've wondered how he is qualified and what we ought to look at. Under Joe Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, there's be no American borders, be a global controlled system out of the UN. Under the Biden system of presidency, we will see the absolute, according to the reports, the absolute lack of anything that would be called border patrol, border control, or anything to do with a secured border. He would have simply the loss of the sovereignty of the United States of America. And I could go on and on and on, but we're going to segment it today and categorical, a systematic review of his qualifications. And let me remind you again, that telephone number is 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just 18 days from perhaps the most important historic vote that you'll ever make. Let me just simply say this. Ladies and gentlemen, I've not missed a political vote, local, state, or national, since I registered to vote. And that's been less than 100 years ago. And I have not missed a vote. And I urge every citizen, every American, every one listening to the sound of my voice, vote. If you have to wait in the rain, vote. If you have to stand in the line 6 hours, vote. I understand that in the state of Georgia, some have complained that they had to stand in line for 6 to 11 hours just to vote. Well, they didn't say anything about it. It's because of the social distancing. They didn't say anything about it. It was because people had to stand 6 to 10 feet apart to stand in line just to vote. They didn't say anything about some of the things that are being enforced for the voters this election cycle that causes the delay and that causes the long lines. But nevertheless, that's a good indication that folks are voting. And I'm just praying that you are voting with an intellectual capability of knowing how you ought to vote. I find it disingenuous for any person to say, well, I just didn't know how to vote, and I didn't know who to vote for, and I was undecided, so I just didn't vote. That's an absolute crock. There's no rational reasoning for a Christian in particular to not to vote. You've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, let me say again, in the 2016 election, 31 million Christians did not vote. May I remind us today, ladies and gentlemen, this is the most imperative, this is the most important, this is the most seminal vote that we'll take as Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, we have 18 days to decide if we're going to become a socialist Marxist nation or if we're going to continue to be a constitutional republic that we've known for the past 244 years. But the choice could not be any more clear today. When we see what's been taking place for the past year in the streets with the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party, when you see even today where many in the leadership role of the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party are they themselves involved in ballot harvesting, involved in trying to steal the election, involved in every type of, some have called, used the term shenanigans and underhanded ploys to try to make sure that they win the election. I don't know of anything that's any more important than this election. In fact, it is Franklin Graham that made this statement. Let me give you an elongated three-paragraph statement from Franklin Graham. He said, thankfully, under this current administration, our religious liberties have been protected and preserved through a number of executive orders and the appointment of conservative judges and justices. Through executive actions, the right to life for the unborn and the freedom of the Christian organizations and professionals to practice according to their sincerely held religious beliefs have been advanced and upheld. However, as the 2020 election draws near, I have a dire warning for Christians. This wonderful season of progress for the cause of religious freedom and the moral and biblical values we hold dear could be quickly and perhaps even permanently reversed. Voters are choosing between two polar opposite visions for America, one that threatens to send our country spiraling down the dangerous road of socialism, and one that promises to uphold the constitutional freedoms our nation is built upon while making America the envy of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have stated it any more succinctly or any more eloquently, I believe, than Franklin Graham made that statement. That's the choice that we have, and that's the choice that will ultimately be decided at the polls. And it is my prayer that the vote for Donald J. Trump will be so overwhelming, will be so dominant, will be so large in number, that even with millions of votes being fabricated and are stolen in some fashion, as it is today being orchestrated, that even if with that potentiality, that President Trump will be reelected by a wide margin, that will not allow it to go into any question, any debate, any court analysis, any court waiting for a Supreme Court decision, as in 2000 with Gore and Bush, may we not have to go through that problem again. But ladies and gentlemen, the vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is a vote for turning America into a third world banana republic, as it is called. Joe Biden simply does not qualify to be the president of our great nation. He is not qualified biblically. He is not qualified morally. He is not qualified spiritually. He is not qualified ethically. He is not qualified economically. He is not qualified politically. And he is not qualified, ladies and gentlemen, constitutionally or cognitively. Now, if you'd like to jump in that deep, deep, deep dialogue and discussion, we'd love to have you. The telephone number is 831-0917. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. I'd love to hear from you today. How are you voting? How have you voted? Why are you voting the way you're voting? Do you feel, this is the question, do you feel that Joe Biden is qualified to be the president of the United States of America? That's the grave question. I'm not talking about party distinction, though that is part of it, but do you feel he's qualified to be the president of our great nation? Ladies and gentlemen, I say that he's disqualified, number one, morally. He's disqualified morally. He's not, ladies and gentlemen, close to what we need or what in a president we would like to have as a leader. He has chosen to support the sodomite lifestyle. Morally, he supports the LGBTQ community, as he calls it. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, let me repeat it for this debate, this argument, this discussion, this issue today. Joe Biden has said his number one, not two, not three. He didn't say that eventually he would get around to it. But Joe Biden has distinctly, definitively, definitely, verbally said on a number of occasions that his number one priority, according to Biden's own words, that he will take the House Bill 5, which was passed, House Bill 5, HB 5, was passed in the U.S. House of Representatives by 240 votes. It sits now in the Senate with 47 senators having already signed on to it. It is called the Equality Bill, the Equality Act. And ladies and gentlemen, the Equality Act is the most egregious, ungodly, unholy, immoral act that could ever be passed. But Joe Biden says his priority, his number one, his statement, priority number one, his statement, as I quote, priority number one will be to make the HB 5, the Equality Act, as a federal law in the United States of America. Let me repeat for your edification if you've not heard it. House Bill 5, HB 5, and I've got it printed out. I've reviewed it some two or three dozen times over the past 12 months. And HB 5 is absolutely a bill. Nancy Pelosi herself said, after it was passed in the House, she said, this bill will trump any religious argument, any religious exemption. This bill will trump religious liberties and religious freedoms. This bill is about the persecution and prosecution of the Christians, the Christian church, the religious schools, Christian adoption agencies. It will force Christian bakers and photographers and wedding planners to violate their Christian conscience, ladies and gentlemen. Christian churches and Christian organizations will be forced by federal law if Joe Biden is president. Listen, if I didn't have any other argument, if I didn't have any other debate, if I didn't have any other platform to stand on, if I didn't have any other reason to say that Joe Biden, in my book, is disqualified to be president, it's because of his lack of a moral standing. Joe Biden has bought into the devil's lie that he's going to make a population in America that's less than 4%. It is really less than 2%, but I've always said let's double the possibility and say there's perhaps as many as 4% Americans that believe in, live in, and agree with the Sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, if that is the case, then we're finding 4% or less of the American citizens making the decision for 98% or better of the policies and the decisions, politically speaking, for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it egregious to even talk about the potentiality of Joe Biden being president. In that presidency, he would make the federal law. In that federal law, HB 5, the Equality Act, that federal law would require any Christian organization to hire those that will come in and identify as a Sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ community. It would force the religious organizations, including churches, to include in any insurance plan the payment for an abortion right up to and including birth. It would require, ladies and gentlemen, those of us that are moral, ethical, Christian citizens to bow and bend at the whim of the federal law, if Biden is president, to deliberately go against our conscience and what the Bible says that we ought to do. Here's an article that says, Christian, beware. Joe Biden declares his number one priority will be the anti-Christian LGBTQ Equality Act. I'll read you just two or three brief blurbs from this five-page article. Get ready for more attacks on people of faith if Joe Biden is elected president. Biden announced at an event in Ohio that his number one priority, his number one goal, if elected, will be to enshrine the LGBTQ rights into federal law via the Equality Act, a contentious Orwellian effort by left-wing bullies to silence all Christians who believe in biblical teachings on marriage and morals, and reject the view that boys and girls, and girls can be boys and boys can be girls. Quote, just like with racial justice and women's rights, we're seeing pushback against all the progress we've made toward equality, Joe Biden stated. You know, you've done as much for straight folks as you've done for gay folks and lesbian folks, said Joe Biden, crediting the LGBTQ advocacy group with changing the attitudes of Americans on sexual issues. This is how You freed so many non-homophobic straight guys, he said. Biden bragged to the group about how he came out in support of same-sex marriage in 2012 before most of the Democrats, in fact, did. Biden called the LGBTQ rights the civil rights issue of our time. Turning to the Equality Act, Joe Biden said, I promise you, if I am elected president, it will be the first thing that I do as the task on my desk. It will be, I will send a message around the world, not just at home. And it goes on further to talk about the denigrative things that will be done in relationship to Joe Biden if he's president. He will ignore the science performing and allowing to be performed and requiring to be performed at the taxpayers' cost, transgender surgeries. Bakers will be forced to bake cakes celebrating gay weddings. Students in school locker rooms will be forced to shower with members of the opposite sex. There will be no safe harbor for the conscientious objectors, and it does not stop there. And he goes on to talk about how it would be enforced and the way it would be enforced. If Joe Biden becomes president, ladies and gentlemen, we will destroy the morals in the United States of America. Here's a portion of an article out of the October issue of Decision Magazine. Quote, this is Joe Biden speaking, we defend religious liberty against violent extremists, but never use it as a cover for discrimination. Rather, we will restore leadership on the LGBTQ issues and amplify the voices of all LGBTQ persons around the world. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't get any clearer than that. You can't get any more definitive than that. So, ladies and gentlemen, not only is Joe Biden, from a Christian perspective, from a conservative perspective, from a central biblicist perspective, Joe Biden is disqualified morally to be our president. If he doesn't know the difference between gender identity, if he doesn't know the difference between male and female, and the scripture says God created us male and female, created he them. If he doesn't understand the difference between Adam and Steve being married and Adam and Eve being married, there's a problem with his ability to be president. So he is an immoral person, and that places him in the realm that disqualifies him, because the scripture says, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men such as fear God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a proof positive that Joe Biden does not fear, reverence, honor God if he's willing to place the immoral, ungodly, unholy LGBTQ agenda over the moral, ethical citizens of the United States of America. He is disqualified morally. Ladies and gentlemen, he is also disqualified spiritually disqualified. Joe Biden has called Christian conservatives the dregs of society, ladies and gentlemen. That's how Joe Biden views you as a Christian. That's how Joe Biden views me as a Christian. That's how Joe Biden views the Christian community. Joe Biden views the Christian community, ladies and gentlemen, we that are spiritual, we that look at the Word of God as being the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, we're seen as the dregs of society. This is very, very clear. This article says, Biden threatens religious freedom, suggests Christians with certain traditional views and values are dregs of society. Let me just read you two brief paragraphs from this elongated article on that, ladies and gentlemen. This is what Joe Biden says. Let me just start at the top. This is dated October the 5th. Liberals often mock conservatives for supporting a notorious sinner and philanderer in Donald Trump, but the left has grown increasingly hostile to biblical Orthodox Christianity. Democrat nominee Joe Biden represents an insidious threat to religious freedom of conservative Christians. He also represents a threat even to Roman Catholicism, even though he is himself a practicing Catholic, as he says. How could this be? Biden's rhetoric and policies single out those who adhere to traditional religious beliefs and moral convictions amid aiming to limit their ability to live their lives by their own conscience and ostracizing them from political lifestyle. The Democrat may outwardly campaign on a platform of unity and diversity, but his candidacy truly represents a threat to traditional religious believers, for religious believers. And he goes further, ladies and gentlemen, when he makes that horrific statement in relationship to who we are as Christians. Joe Biden promises to do the Equality Act, as I mentioned just a moment ago. And Joe Biden in 2018 described conservative Christians who oppose, who go in opposition to, who will defy the LGBTQ activism as, quote, dregs of society. Dregs of society. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Christian, you didn't know who you are in the eyes of Joe Biden, that should illuminate it for you very clearly. Joe Biden says, I promise you, if I'm elected president, it will be the first thing that I'll do. And he goes back to his statement, his platform on the LGBTQ Equality Act. The Equality Act is nothing but a spit, ladies and gentlemen, if I could use that term, in the face of every Christian. Joe Biden's opposition to the discrimination from the dregs of society represents, this article says, a tragically mainstream view in the Democratic Party. Last year, the Democratic National Committee adopted a resolution condemning religious freedom defenses. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it's a resolution in the Democratic Party that if Biden is elected, that there will not be any defense. You cannot use the Religious Liberties Restoration Act, which has been enacted in most states to protect our religious liberties. You will not be able to use the Religious Liberties Restoration Act as a defense against Joe Biden's immoral, anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-spiritual agenda to force on Americans as American citizens. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Joe Biden is disqualified as president. He's disqualified morally. He's disqualified spiritually. He's disqualified ethically. He's disqualified economically. He's disqualified politically. He is disqualified constitutionally. And ladies and gentlemen, he's disqualified cognitively. We're going to look at each of these areas of his disqualification today on this broadcast. So may I suggest to you, if you want to jump in and ask your questions, some might disagree with my position. That's wonderful. That's okay. I don't have any problem with that. We're not going to be disagreeable. We can disagree. And I just want you to point to me a biblical text, a biblical reference, a spiritual Christian reference point for your view if you disagree with the fact, as I'm saying today, that Joe Biden is disqualified on seven different levels that we're going to illustrate, talk about, and discuss in this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, he's disqualified morally. He's disqualified spiritually. Joe Biden doesn't reverence God. He doesn't respect God. He doesn't even recognize God. Joe Biden is for murder by way of abortion. Joe Biden is for abortion up to and including after the birth of the child. And the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And so Joe Biden is disqualified spiritually because he believes in, accepts, and embraces murder. Joe Biden would be one that will continue to absolutely harass and to persecute and prosecute people like Bunnell Stutzman in Seattle, Washington, because Bunnell Stutzman is a Christian florist that refused to do a floral design for a wedding for a sodomite couple. Joe Biden, in his opinion, she should be persecuted and prosecuted, even put in jail. She's almost been totally bankrupted as a result of her seven, almost eight-year battle now with the a fight as a result of her religious liberties being infringed upon and her conscience that's being trodden upon. But Joe Biden says that that's okay. But ladies and gentlemen, the major thing, one of the major evidences that Joe Biden is spiritually disqualified is that he's willing to join in with the continuation of the murder of babies still in the mother's womb. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, the main reason the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats have fought so hard against Judge Amy Barrett. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that Joe Biden is a disqualified candidate for the presidency of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Stay tuned. We're going to continue this broadcast as we talk about Joe Biden being disqualified to be president. We're going to take a top of the hour news break for 1 minute. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.